Texte numéro 65, Online Courses. The pandemic may result in some business schools closing for good. Lockdown delivered a nasty shock to academia, with universities around the world closing for months, disrupting the plans of millions of students. Business schools are suffering along with the rest, but the sector was already facing a host of problems. A survey of the deans of American business schools, led by a consultancy, found that almost all of them thought the COVID pandemic would lead to the permanent closures of some schools. In America, Britain, and France, the immediate reaction of leading business schools to the COVID pandemic has been to switch to teaching online. Many are putting a brave face on the issue. The dean of the Judge School at Cambridge says, "If we do this right, if we do it strategically, this is going to stay beyond COVID." Meanwhile, the INSEAD school in France maintains it is hard to imagine going back to a world where the successes from online learning will not be combined with person-to-person exchanges. Online courses are all very well, but part of the motivation for attending business schools is to take advantage of networking opportunities that could last for the rest of students' careers. Some of this can't be done online. At the MIT Sloan School of Management, virtual student networking has included trivia nights, hackathons, and a programming boot camp. Activities at the Haas School in Berkeley have included remote yoga and mindfulness classes. Nevertheless, that has led to some dissatisfaction among students. Indeed, just as a friend you made on Facebook is not the same as someone you grew up with, virtual ties are unlikely to be as strong as normal ones. That's why more than 1,000 MBA students at Wharton have signed an online petition arguing that the school should reduce fees, which run to $150,000 for a two-year course. The petition claims that virtual classroom technology is unable to fully replicate the usual teaching environment, and that other elements of the course, such as foreign travel and extracurricular activities, have been essentially cancelled. Another survey found that 43% of prospective MBA students thought that fees should be lowered, and a third might defer their courses until normal teaching can resume. It is not yet clear when business schools can reopen for traditional teaching. None of the schools interviewed had a firm timetable for that to happen. Another trend is threatening American business schools. Around half of them experienced a decline in overseas applications last year, due to anti-immigration political rhetoric and the greater difficulty in getting visas to work in the US once a degree was obtained. This is bad news for both universities and business schools, as international students are very lucrative. Adapted from The Economist, May 2020.